Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When I tell you I have a new show obsession, I have a new show obsession. I just watched for the very first time Love During Lockup. Now, my new slogan truly for this show should be, she starts after five seasons. That because I swear to God, I get on the train for these shows after y'all have decided they're a hit. But you know what? I think that saves me time and you too. Love After Lockup has been out for several seasons, but on Friday night, April 19th, before 4:20, season 5 of Love During Lockup, a continuation of Love After Lockup, debuted, and I had to watch, and it was something I actually was sucked in, and I don't even know how this show doesn't carry a trigger warning for single people. Because if I were single watching these couples, Candace, by the way, Andrew and Candace, okay? Set the scene for you. Candace is a nightmare, okay? She's already setting up to be controlling and bossy of Andrew. Andrew attracts a type of woman. Candace is in jail, by the way. They're all in jail. If you don't know the concept of Love After Lockup, I at least knew the concept. Love After Lockup and Love During Lockup are people who are married to, in love with, trying to get engaged to someone who is incarcerated. And we get down the laundry list of all that they're incarcerated for. The drugs, the robbery, the murder. There ain't anything these people haven't done. But yet, they are all booed up. If I were single, I would want a trigger warning on this show, even though trigger warnings don't work. But I would go, what is wrong with me that I'm out here? Like for me, I spent years being single before I met my husband, Schman. I'd be saying to myself, what is wrong with me? These people are spending thousands of dollars on these individuals. Andrew is getting ready to get Candace in Las Vegas, Nevada, even though he lives in a whole nother state, her own apartment for $1,400 a month, a car. You know, she's got to stay around the area because she's got a parole officer. She's got to stay out of trouble for a year or two. I think they have to petition the court for her to even move states. They met while she was like locked up. And Andrew's getting ready to shell out all this cash. Meanwhile, when I was on a date, when I was single trying to go on dates, this was not that long ago, folks. Everybody wanted to go Dutch with me. Okay, they all wanted to go halvesies on my bill. I couldn't get a man to give me $1,400. Actually, I should say that isn't entirely true. I did have a man offer me his black Amex card and wanted me to go buy shoes and send him photos. And he was married with two kids. And he said, as long as we were discreet, his wife didn't care. Oh, please. So I watched last night and it was the most epic TV ever. We start out this season five. We're on, by the way, episode 23. Okay, so that's the bizarre part of the way that they categorize this show, and it's on WeTV. Season five, episode 23, The Watcher and the Dancer. Rob is the watcher. We start out with a couple, Rob and Teeny, who knew each other when they were very little. Then they go do their separate ways. She ends up randomly sending him a Facebook message, and Rob is in jail doing like 25 or 30 years for burglary, like robbery. Probably it was armed robbery. I can't remember what they said. But he's already served 16. He's been in there an extremely long time. Like too long. I do have to say that one. It's like, okay, 16 years. I mean, he didn't kill anyone. Needless to say, I am not a lawyer nor a judge. I don't know. I play a judge on this podcast, but we all know I ain't one. Rob has cameras. This is the shocking part that has been trending on the internet. Rob has cameras all through Teeny's house. This man is incarcerated. He is running like a TV network from his jail cell. I've worked for TV stations for 13 years. Honey, he's like in the control room. He's going from camera to camera, room to room. And she goes, Teeny goes, oh, don't worry. You know, he doesn't have cameras in the kids' bedrooms or anything. But in her bedroom, he has a camera. And she says, don't worry. It's the most comforting thing. Because in the middle of the night, I say, Rob, are you there? Rob goes, baby, I'm right here. I'm looking at the cameras. And they communicate. How is this jail? Like, has this man just done so much time at this point that the parole the officers that work at the jail are saying, okay, just give him some slack? How did they not get in trouble for this once the show premieres? I'm going to have to do more research on this because I don't even know. Rob is running the prison. He says that the guards love him. The whole place loves him. He used to keep to himself, and now he is the mayor of the prison. So Rob and Teeny, you know, Teeny has children from another relationship. Her friends are like, what are you doing with Rob and all these cameras? And she has a beautiful house, like a nice, she looks like she's got a great car, a nice whole situation. And they cannot wait to be together. So she is on her way. We see on season five, episode 23, to go visit Rob with the kids. And he says, I've got this major surprise for you. She goes there. The surprise has not been revealed. And it's not a surprise. It's more as though I've withheld this from you for so long. I need to tell you. I'm keeping this secret from you. And she's like, uh-oh. Okay. But so far, we have not found out what that is. Then there's Andrew and Candace. Andrew's the one. This man, first of all, red flag 2000. This man has been married and divorced twice. Here's a rule of thumb. If you've been married and divorced twice, you should not be allowed to contact anyone in jail. All right? You need to figure out what went wrong without a set of bars between y'all before you get on a website and go meet somebody in jail. But they might be shaping out to be my favorite couple because you just know that Candace is, I'm going to equate Candace to probably Angela Deem and Michael from 90 Day Fiancé. Where Candace is going to run over this man like the poor thing is a helpless twat. And Andrew is going to be shelling out the cash. Shelling out the cash. He got an apartment for her. He's the one. Candace is the one. She's getting ready to get out of jail. And that's the whole point. Love after lockup. Love during lockup. They're locked up for the whole period of time or a period of time. And then we also follow these couples when their significant other gets out of jail. And can they navigate and have a healthy relationship in the real world? And the answer is no. I've only watched one episode, 1 hour, 60 minutes. I can tell you it's no. Okay. Most people can't make a relationship work when both of the partners have never gone to jail. And then you think you're going to add in jail? I love this show. I'm obsessed. Andrew's got his buddy over there. He's got his friend over. The friend is helping him move furniture, all these things to Las Vegas, Nevada for Candace. He's already spent $12,000 to $15,000, he confesses, on the show for Candace. And he ain't ever, like, he's never been with her outside of jail. He's bought her an engagement ring. He's planning to propose this season. Of course. Of course. Beautiful diamond ring. I'm beyond. So I cannot wait to see what happens to them. Andrew's friend is very sweet, helping him move the furniture, is a little, thank God, representing the audience and saying to Andrew, don't you think you're moving a bit fast? And dude, you're shelling out $1,400 a month for this chick to have an apartment and you live in another state? Doesn't faze Andrew. Doesn't. When I say to you, this man has been, he's as sure as the sun is coming up tomorrow, he ain't phased. Then we meet Ayana and Jamal. I already can tell you, I feel as though I'm going to have the biggest soft spot for Ayana, who is a train wreck and doesn't deserve probably half the grace I'm going to give her. But she has these two beautiful small children. She's in her early 20s. Jamal is in jail. Ayana's a stripper. The money is so good. She's making $600 a night. So the girl's making like $12,000 a month. I get it. She's like, I can't do any other job, but I'm getting to be 24, 25. Now, here's the problem. She's already been arrested for, I believe, one or two DUIs or had run-ins with the law. And her attorney calls her while she's on this show. And for some reason, they give the attorney voice change, which I don't understand that because most attorneys love the free publicity. So I don't know why her attorney has a voice changer on, but they do. So we don't know if it's a male or a female, but essentially the attorney says, girl, you're going to jail. Okay, I don't know if it's going to be 2 weeks, 6 months, but this is your third offense and they are not going to let you go without serving some jail time. And she is melting down. This can't be, this is impossible. I have these kids. I know I've acted terribly, but it's not my fault. I am going to have such a soft spot for her, and I'm sure we're going to find out more about her whole upbringing and her background. And Jamal is fine, but Jamal's got tons of problems too and is supposedly getting out of jail in less than a year, and the two of them are going to be together. Then we go on to Joey, who's living with his parents, Joey and Michael. He came out at 30 years old. He's gay. Came out at 30. Moved in with his parents 10 years ago to save money, has never left. His parents are making this series. He went through a slut phase, we hear. He gets Michael on the phone. You guys, this is where we all need the warning. Michael has been in and out of jail. How many times do you think? Guess it through the podcast, all right? Guess it while you're driving in your car. You're thinking to yourself, three. Go higher. Okay, you're going seven, Sarah. Go higher. 12? No, you would be wrong. You would have lost this Jeopardy round, all right? 16 times. Michael has been in and out of jail 16 times. Bro is a meth head like you would not believe, all right? Did you all see Dope Sick? This man could have written, starred, directed, edited, all right? This guy. I can't even. And Joey, like WeTV, I don't even know. This is what is mind-blowing to me. Who knew? I didn't even realize that WeTV was so cutting edge and edgy. Joey's there talking about how he's a power bottom. Michael's a power top. That will definitely keep them together for a little while. Really? I bet Michael is seeing other people in jail. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Joey is the sweetest. He seems to me as if you have worked in any office setting and you have a gay coworker, he looks like the gay coworker in HR. He looks prim. He looks proper. He's by the law. The wildest thing it seems that he has ever done is have a slut phase when he came out as gay at 30. Now he's 45. Joey. I should say this. Joey had a little bit of a drug problem too. Got sober. So I should say Joey had a wild phase. I guess I'm giving him too much credit, but now he's sober, it sounds as though. But Michael, we don't know that Michael can stay sober. And Joey's dad sits him down, talks for a long time. Joey, is this guy going to be able to prove himself? Because so far it doesn't seem good. Joey, unfazed. So these are their couples that we're introduced to. And this show, I feel as though this will be my new obsession. I still have to figure out what else do I need to know about this show? I wrote to you all on Twitter, on my Twitter. I said, I'm going to watch for the very first time. What do I need to know? People said, absolutely, there should be a trigger warning for single people. Between Love After Lockup types sarcasm is sexy and 90 Day Fiance, I'm in the fetal position twice a week. Jane Doe writes to me, these women desperate and a hot mess and have nothing better to spend their money on than these men. It's just Pat. It's a complete clusterfuck. And it's also so addicting. This is so addicting. Okay, any critiques for this show that I have to give? You know, I'm a connoisseur of watching reality television. I've watched so many reality shows and I'm sort of... Why am I late to the Love After Lockup or Love During Lockup train is because I'm overwhelmed with shows on TLC to cover and Bravo. However, I'm slightly burnt out of Bravo, so this is refreshing to me. What would I change about this show? Mostly just I think we should be able to be live voting. I think that the audience should have the right to live vote and live tweet how we feel about these people, and they ought to, even though they've pre-edited this show, they ought to bring up our live tweets and live reactions to these individuals. That's what they should add. Aside from that, I think this is TV gold. It clearly is. It's had multiple seasons. But I'm in. I think I am in watching this entire season because this show is so great. Love During Lockup is happening right now on WeTV. If you want to watch, how ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. And I'm already getting down the rabbit hole of past cast members and who's still together and who's still alive, who's not alive. But if there's anything that I need to know about this show, please tell me on my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. I am rooting for, first of all, Joey and Michael, never going to make it. I'm rooting for Joey in life because he's adorable, living with his parents and this like sweet little gay guy. And they do all have the audacity. Everybody in jail has the audacity. On the phone, on TV, they all say, are you going to send me more money? Where's my money? They have no problems. They're never going to make it. Okay. Joey and Michael Caput. Ayana and Jamal, I'm worried as well. They're not going to make it. I just don't want her. I don't think I can emotionally take someone losing their children. If CPS is called or these kids have to leave their mother and go live with a sister, I'm going to be torn up. But I don't see that one working out at all. Teenie and Rob, I kind of see working. Rob is hot. Teenie's beautiful. She's got her whole thing together. Gorgeous house. I sort of see the cameras are on a level of creep that one could never anticipate, that he says he's doing it for security, but he's really keeping up with where she is. This is grade A plus stalker. Grade A plus stalker. It is. However, Rob's a meticulous man. He's sort of a salesman, if you will. So maybe once Rob gets with Teenie in person, they can work on themselves. Maybe the cameras come down and Rob focuses on making them a strong family unit. I'm just saying, I know that's a hot take because people were so disgusted and turned off that she would allow this man to have these cameras. However, if your partner was locked up, wouldn't you kind of want a live action camera where I guess you're just having sex with yourself so they can watch and then he's speaking to you? I mean, it's kind of like... If he's talking to you the whole time and he's live on the cameras, is it even like he's in jail or is it like he's just on a sales trip? One or the other. Andrew and Candace. Oh, I want it so bad for Andrew. He's so in love. My heart, Andrew. And yet Candace seems like she's going to walk all over him. Okay, so I think there's only one couple that has maybe potential. Maybe Ayana and Jamal stay together for a little while because Jamal's trying to help her. But I can't say that there are any real good predictions here. This seems as though it's going to be disastrous and I'm on board. All right, Love After Lockup. We're on the train for this coming Friday. You guys, you can follow more if you want more of my hot takes on my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. And by the way, Holly Holm, UFC fighter Holly Holm. If you follow sports, follow UFC, famously knocked out Ronda Rousey. Oh my gosh, we're going on nearly 10 years ago. Did you know that happened in 2015? epic, epic moment in sports because Holly was deemed this incredibly graceful, amazing sportsmanlike gesture when she knelt down next to Ronda Rousey after she knocked her out to make sure she was okay. Now, does Ronda appreciate that? You'll have to listen to the interview. That, and is Holly retiring? Is she dating Jamie Foxx? We have a lot of questions. It's all up on the Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, guys.